seeing it and then reacting to it. You know, with guys that do it like that, I mean, they hide it well. They do a great job and they get after the quarterback. So you've got to be able to anticipate stuff like that. You've got to look at the look and expect that certain things, you're going to have a better percentage of getting it than out of others. And if we run the ball well, they won't be able to blitz as much. So, you know we need to be able to do that.
And with Scott making a lot of the silent snaps, and you make a lot of calls? Who's making the calls?
Yeah, it's the time spent between me and Sitton. I guess that'd be Sitton and I. Sorry. But, you know, he's got his half the field to watch. I got my half the field to watch. So if safeties are moving or corners are moving or guys are moving around, we've got to be able to communicate across the board and get it done. We did a pretty good job of it down there in the first week of the year, and I think we're doing a better job of it now than we were back then. So hopefully we're taking some steps forward.
Does that make it easier that you've seen it once already?
Yeah. It's always. Obviously, this is a lot like the first game of the year. It's the playoffs. You never know what you're going to get. There's always something new, and they'll have a new wrinkle for us. But a lot of stuff will be the same stuff, because they do it so well. Why change it up?
Do you sense any similarity to last year? Obviously, playing Arizona twice, they had fresh legs that second game. Eagles have fresh legs this time around.
There's some similarities, but it's a totally different team, obviously. It's a totally different situation. It's a different year, and these are two different teams. And again, they got a different quarterback than they had in the first game. So, we're both coming into games with a different sense of who we are as a team. So, but there's some similar challenges. We're going on the road. It's an explosive team, and we know our best thing we can do is stay on the field, keep the defense off the field, because, they have the ability to put up points. But, I like what we're rolling in there with. I think our defense gives us a chance to be in every single game, and you can't ask for more than that.
They're kind of playing that underdog role, but yet they say they don't like the attention this Packers team is getting. What would you say to them?
They're playing the underdog role? I don't know what the point spread is. Are we behind?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, I think we're the underdog. So, I don't think anybody wants too much attention. I mean, the playoffs have all the hype already involved. We all know that. But everybody's trying to go each week, and it's just another game. Just the fact is, if you lose, you got to go home. So, we know what kind of pressures will be on us. But we're looking forward to that. And, we're just going to try to play this one out as if it was another regular season game.
Philly fans always get kind of that tag that they're over-aggressive and kind of rude. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have to be in the stands, so I don't know how aggressive they can be. But I know they can get loud, and I know they can be an edgy. But they're a passionate group of fans, They're one of those, you're either with them or against them. And, I think you got to like that. You got to like that as an NFL player. You got to like it when your fans are behind you. So hopefully we can turn that crowd, maybe get a couple Packer fans on our side.
Thank you.
A young team that's kind of grown up together, always been the youngest team. But now some guys have been around for a while. How important is it to make this next step on playoffs to get that playoff win? And a lot of people are putting this on Rodgers, but it's a team thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely a team thing. But a lot of these guys are around when we went to the NFC Championship game. So guys in this locker room know what it takes to win a playoff game. We slipped up last year. We had an opportunity, and we let it go. This year, we can't. We got to stay on top of guys. We can't expect to, just walk into a place and win. Especially a team like this is dangerous, just like Arizona was last year. They have the ability to put up points, so we need to put up more. That's what it comes down to. We got to put more points than they do.
Do you think it's fair that people say that he can't be ranked among the best until he gets that playoff win? He's starting to be considered a top quarterback, but he hasn't had that playoff win yet.
Well, I'm not too worried about what other people think of A-Rod. We know what we have in the backfield, and we're not too much we're not too worried about what other people have to say about him. But I know he wants a playoff win because that gives him an opportunity to go for that bigger win, and the next one. We're looking for a ring. That's our goal. We need to win this one so we can get to the next one.